Just a few injury updates. Most of the injuries everyone here already knows about, but just a few updates. Right now, Jonathan Williams is listed as day-to-day with a knee, suffered the other day in practice. And then Ramon Humber will be limited, as well as Marcel Darius. Ramon with an oblique strain at this point, and Marcel with a quad. Really, before we go any further, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Jim Kelly and the Kelly family on the passing of his father, Joe, and just to let everyone know in the Kelly family that you are in our thoughts and our prayers as the events of the last couple of days have unfolded. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Where does Cordy stand right now?
Cordy is progressing, and he'll be out on the field with the walkthrough going on, and he's progressing, he's moving forward, and nothing has changed. We feel like we're on schedule at this point.
He won't go through any regular drills?
Not at this point.
What about Jordan as well?
Jordan Matthews. Yeah, Jordan will see out there in the walkthrough period a little bit, so he's taking a step forward today, is on schedule, as is Cordy. You'll see Jordan in a little bit more of activity than Cordy at this point.
Stay on schedule, do you mean for week one?
Yes.
What about Rod Stringer, coach?
With Rod, we're still in that week-to-week bucket, if you will, Sal, and we're still going through evaluating options at this point.
So how off guard were you taken by Anquan Boldin's announcement? You had told us that you had felt from him that he was all in, and this was part of the enthusiasm of signing him. Where did it all kind of unfold?
Well, I think the bottom line with Anquan's situation as a football team is, A, we respect his decision. That said, we adjust. That's what we do. That's what this league is about, adjusting on the field and adjusting off the field with our game plans. And so, in this league, been in this league and around this league for around 20 years, I've learned not to be surprised by anything. And that's really the core of it. And as a football team, we adapt. These players, this football team has adapted before and will continue to adapt and show grit. That's a hallmark of a good football team. So I've been extremely proud of the way everyone has done that all through preseason.
The challenge, though, of trying to regroup that receiver room, knowing it's gone through a number of shuffles already and even the offense as a whole, just the challenges of doing that and keeping that focus, knowing that, Sammy's gone and, all these moving parts.
Right. No, I mean, the guys, they understand that. These are professional athletes. They understand that. I like the room. I still like the room. I said that before, and I'll say it again. I like the room. The guys in the room know that there's an opportunity for another guy to step up, and that's, again, what happens in this league. NFL is a league of opportunity, in this case, for a player to step up and show us what he can do. I really liked what I saw the other night from Brandon Riley and Dekeel Shorts, and they continue as young players to show the ability to catch the football in traffic. We're looking at this as an opportunity, and I'm sure those guys are as well.
Coach, you've had to lean on your player leadership once or twice already. This is probably another example. Just maybe how much have they come through for you in the early going? You guys even haven't even faced adversity of any kind yet in the regular season, and they're already being depended upon in that fashion.
Well, that's a big part of my philosophy is leaning on those guys. We will have a leadership council during the season. At this point, it hasn't been set, but I do lean on a lot of those guys already. The Kyle Williamses of our football team, the Lorenzo Alexanders, the Eric Woods, and the list goes on. They're a great sounding board for myself in terms of what's going on, how the team's reacting to things. Are we tired? Or are we in a good spot physically, mentally? So they've been a tremendous help to me, and I really appreciate their leadership, their guidance, and their feel for the pulse of the team overall.
Sean, with that in mind, and in your role, your leadership role, obviously, as a coach, how do you manage a sense that as noble as what Anquan said his reasons were for walking away, he still walked away. He still left this team in the lurch, so to speak. You adjust, you do all those things, but the idea that somebody, quote, maybe quit on teammates or quit on you, how is that handled, managed, discussed in any way?
Yeah, we really, again, you know, it all starts with, and I mentioned this the other day, ironically enough, it all starts with the word respect. We respect Anquan's decision. We respect our opponents. We respect the process. I mean, that's a healthy word, right, for a lot of parts of life. And this is a part of life that Anquan has decided to go on and be done with his playing career. So, you know, that's all part of becoming and transforming the young men on our football team, that this is a part of life. And we move forward, and you do it with positive energy and an outlook for finding the next opportunity.
As much as this is an opportunity for a lot of young guys to move up, what do you lose in, because you were counting on Anquan to be a leader and be a mentor to some of these guys, how big of a setback is that, knowing that you'll lose 14 years of veteran experience and a mentor in that locker room and on the field?
Well, I've got a lot of experienced guys. We've got a lot of experienced guys on this football team. In that room is Jordan Matthews. In that room is Andre Holmes. We've got some young players in that room. Yes, we've got some young players on this football team. Absolutely. That said, we feel enough leadership on this football team from the players I mentioned earlier and some others. We're developing. It's one thing to have leaders on the primary level of the football team. It's another thing to develop leaders underneath of those primary leaders. And that's what we as football coaches, as teachers, as developers of men, that's what we're here to do.
Sean, would you have traded Sammy Watkins if you knew Bolden was going to walk out the door?
That's a fair question. Two separate entities, two separate decisions altogether.
Is there any part of you that's miffed that 2 weeks ago he told you he was all in and now he retired?
Again, I want to go back to what I said before, respect. We respect that. We respect his decision. And obviously, things changed between the minute he walked in the door and then the last couple of days. So, we respect his process and what he went through to get himself to where he was. So Anquan's one of the best football players, one of the best wide receivers to ever play the game. And really admire what he does off the field and in the community over the course of his career. So, we appreciate everything that he did while he was here, and we wish, like we said the other day, you know, both Anquan and his family the best moving forward, really do.
We're hearing a lot of people saying that Tyrod's being set up to fail. What do you think of that notion, and have there been any conversations with him about that, that, hey, a couple of your top targets are gone now, go out and get a new contract?
Well, Tyrod's been around this league a long time as well, so Tyrod knows that you adjust. And so Tyrod, just like the rest of our football team, is extremely resilient. He's adapted over the course of his career, and he really embraces those types of situations, if you will. And that's the Tyrod I know, and I wouldn't expect anything different in this case.
Going forward on the field for football, would Zay go back to the slot? Would Jordan now be there when he's healthy, obviously, because I know Anquan was working there and Zay was outside?
Right, we're looking at options. Obviously, Jordan has played quite a bit of his career in the slot, and Zay the other night did some good things outside. Having said that, Zay does know the inside position as well, so we do have some flexibility built in there, and then looking for some other guys to step in and step up. I like what Andre Holmes has done the last couple of weeks. I like his contributions in terms of the vertical game, the physical part of the game, and then, as I mentioned the other night, a couple young guys stepped up and did a nice job as well.
Coach, I know you got some extenuating circumstances with the right tackle position battle because of what you have going on the other side, but with respect to the position battles that are going on, some of the more notable ones, is there an idea in mind as to when you kind of want to have those set going into the season, ramp up, these are our guys, let's get them ready for week one? Do you have that kind of timetable, at least in the back of your mind?
Yeah, you'd like to have it, this week, as we move into this week and have some thoughts in mind, right, of how this thing's going to shape up. And we do have those thoughts. That said, there still is some competition going on at all levels of the roster and at all positions. So that'll be interesting this week as we go and watch the tackle position, as we go and watch other positions, Chris, with the competition that's going on and then how it affects special teams and then how special teams affects line of scrimmage value on the offensive side and the defensive side. We'll know a little bit more as we go through this week, as we prepare, and then after the Ravens game, how it's shaping up in all the positions.
So. John, have you or do you plan to bring in any veteran wide receivers to give them a look and maybe add some depth there?
We're always going to look, and I know Brandon and his staff are looking at everything, every position. So got all the confidence in the world in Brandon and his staff, and they're going to continue to look at things that are going to help us at all levels of the roster.
Would you consider it an urgent or maybe an immediate need or at receiver?
Well, we've got when you look at the roster, when you look at how we shape things, like I said before, we're looking to get the best possible players on this football team to help at every position. And we're going to do that throughout the season. That's just our philosophy, and we're building not only to win now, but to win in the future and sustain that success for a long time.
You did not make a move with Anquan yesterday officially. What is the plan for that to happen? Will it be retired or him be released?
There's a lot of things that go into that process, and really it just takes some time to go through the right avenues and doing everything the right way. So,
connected with that question, would he end up owing this team some bonus like $1 million? I think.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into all that at this point in time.
Coach, more of a question for Rick when we get a chance to talk to him. How did you feel the process went versus him upstairs versus downstairs? Because I know the first week he was down, and then last week he was upstairs.
Right. I thought Rick did a good job. He's tried out both spots. He's still thinking about what he wants to do this week and to get a feel for home versus away and all the setup that goes into that. So, I thought the communication was extremely clear on the offensive side of the ball. And that's important for the quarterbacks and our timing, our tempo. The tempo was outstanding the other night. You know, we got in and out of the huddle. We executed in 2 minutes and drove the football. So at this point, that's undecided moving forward. But I thought overall that was a healthy part of the game the other night offensively.
Sean, you always joke the fact that there's not a head coaching manual. I know there's been some unexpected roster changes, and the schedule really doesn't slow down for anyone. How do you avoid, being overwhelmed and getting overwhelmed?
Well, I've got a great staff. I've got a great staff, and the people in this building have done a phenomenal job of supporting me. And that goes from the coaches to the personnel side to the entire building. We're all in this together, and everyone understands that. So you're going to go through things as a football team, as an organization, and it's how we handle these types of moments that will define where we go. And you must be, as you've heard me say before, adaptable. We have to adapt, and we're going to do that and continue to do that. Who knows what the next thing is? And I've said this and expressed this with the team. I believe the NFL is a test of how long a group of people can hang together to get into where we're trying to get into in terms of the playoffs and to build this team the right way. It really is. You're going to be stretched by, we're going to be stretched by, and other teams are going to be stretched by injuries, internal crossroads, external crossroads. There's just things that come up that we have to be as mentally tough as we can in order to get ourselves to where we're trying to go, or give ourselves a chance to get us to where we're trying to go.
In that sense, though, it's one thing to have a veteran team that understands the nature of the NFL, to have a lot of young guys, first rookies, first-year players. How much do you need to maybe repeat or to reinforce that message to a team that's this young?
Well, we're always teaching as coaches. We're always reinforcing in a positive context. That's also why we do have leaders on this football team, the primary leaders that I alluded to earlier. That said, it's also why we have an experienced staff that's been around the NFL. That's why I hired the caliber of coaches that I did. And it's a people-driven business as far as that goes. So, yes, it is important that we acknowledge it and then we circle back on things to continue to reinforce what's important to us, why it's important, and then how we move forward.